Hey there, podcast listeners. This is Justin from Beyond the Uniform. My goal is to give military veterans tools they need to have as successful of a civilian career as possible. I do that through interviews each week with veterans, learning about their career, what they do, how they've been successful, challenges they've faced, and advice they pass on to other members of the armed forces. This week is a different interview, and I'm really excited about it. I speak with Noel Gonzalez, who was the commanding officer of the USS Cheyenne, still on active duty. But I think this is a really valuable interview for a couple reasons. First of all, Noel has got a ton of energy, and he has pursued and started three different companies while in active duty. And in the interview, he talks about what he wished he had known when he had started those companies, and how he's used the little free time he does have in order to fill in the gaps in his knowledge that he wasn't able to learn in the military, things like finance and other skills, and really good practical advice for how you can do the same thing. Noel also, one of those three companies he started is called SkillMill. And SkillMill is designed to help veterans in their career transition, specifically giving them professional profiles that map job opportunities with companies seeking skilled and experienced veterans transitioning to civilian employment. So based on his experience with that and SkillMill as a service in general, it's valuable to hear how that benefits veterans as a potential resource for you. We talk about a lot of other things too, things like leadership in versus out of the military and how humility plays a vital role in the transition. So whether you're on active duty or outside of the military now, I think this is a really valuable interview. So here's Noel Gonzalez. All right. Well, Noel, thanks so much for joining me and taking the time to speak with me.
My pleasure, Justin. My pleasure.
So before diving into the questions, I wanted to just go give a quick background for listeners on your background. And, you know, you grew up in Cuba, immigrated with your family to the United States to pursue a better life. And at the age of 10, as a boy who could barely speak English at the time, you would go on to become the commanding officer of the USS Cheyenne, the submarine, where you'd receive a Meritorious Service Medal for your success in command. You've served for over 22 years with multiple joint commands, including SOCOM, Sixth Fleet in Italy, and Secretary of Defense Corporate Fellowship in Silicon Valley at SRI International. Additionally, Noel holds a Bachelor of Science in Mechanical Engineering from Florida Atlantic University, and a Master's of Science in Information Technology and Computer Science from the University of Maryland. Additionally, he's completed programs at Stanford Business School, Harvard Business School, and University of Virginia's Darden Business School. While on active duty, Noel has founded three different companies, including Federated Precision Incorporated, which is a precision machining contract manufacturer over in Delfield Beach, Florida. He's founded Alive LLC, a pet food processing and co-packaging company, and most recently, SkillMill, which is a full-service website that enables veterans to create professional profiles that map to job opportunities with companies seeking skilled and experienced veterans transitioning to civilian employment. And so excited to speak with you about your experience and specifically about SkillMill.
My pleasure, Justin. It's a pleasure actually connecting with you and being able to do this interview.
Awesome. Well, maybe we'll start with Federated Precision and Alive. And, you know, I'm excited to spend most of our time on SkillMill, but I'm curious what you learned in starting these two different companies.
So I think the most valuable lesson learned as I started those two companies is a completely different arena than the military. You know, people say, hey, everybody needs an MBA, everybody needs a business experience when starting a company. And I truly think that is a true statement. Unless you have a really, really good mentor, which I didn't have, especially still being on active duty, starting a new company is a completely new challenge from being trained, you know, from the perspective that the only experience you have is leading and managing operations in the military. I think that's one of my biggest takes away, and that's the reason that I pursued it. The training that I got at Stanford Ignite, also the MBA level courses that I took while I was doing my master's with Maryland. I reached out to the Sloan program, and then part of my fellowship also took me to Darden School. So that being said, is the biggest lesson learned that I learned in those two other companies is I was weak when it came to starting a company and business management and requirements to for a company to be successful. And I said, next time I do this, I need some training before I do that.
I agree on that. And I'm wondering, what did you find, like, what were the specific areas that you found you or other active duty military were most behind on the business side? Like, what were some of those gaps?
I think that one of the major gaps is the finance, being able to actually articulate and manage just, you know, simple cap tables and revenue models. And the second thing is the trust that goes, the inherent trust that we have in the military with each other is not out in the real world. You know, one day your people could be your best friends, and as everything goes in the company, when things are up, everybody's happy. When things are down, that's when I see that the trust that it was present during the beginning in the good times is no longer present in the bad times. In specific scenarios, in federated position, my best friend and I went through some hard times with some of the other founders, and it was due to that the trust was not strong enough from the beginning when things got, you know, as every company goes through the ups and downs. When things got bad, they just turn your back on you. So federated position was a small to mid-sized parts, very high level precision in requirements for the, we started the company focused on providing parts for the commercial aviation. And that was due because conflict of interest, obviously one of the things as you moonlight in the military, you cannot have a conflict of interest. So we needed to focus on the commercial side. The company started as my best friend and also co-founder of SkillMill with me, Leonard Chadman as well. He's very into manufacturing, and he had a niche on the federated part of the company. Him and I stuck together, obviously, all the way from beginning to end. But part of the reason is the other founders in that company did not see or got scared of, the starting of a company. And to the point that they pretty much they decided that they didn't want to be part of it. And that's the trust that I tell you that, you know, when you have solid trust in your friends and colleagues, is that trust will be tested in bad times, as everybody can imagine. And when it's just not solid, it will fail.
Mm. Yeah, I think a lot of veterans, or I'll just speak for myself, I took for granted the depth of that trust that you have through just a tremendous amount of shared experience with others in the military. And it is hard to find and create that and approximate that in the civilian world. And to the extent, especially in the crucible of experience of starting a company, that you have that strength of ties. And, I had a question because you talked about how in the military, you know, feeling behind in the world of finance. And it sounds like you sought to fill in that knowledge gap through being very active at a number of top business schools. I'm wondering any other advice you'd have on how a veteran might seek to fill in that knowledge gap while on active duty or immediately afterwards.
Yeah, absolutely. So what I would do is I would start early. Don't wait until you get out. And then there's so many excellent programs out there. You know, both Harvard and MIT Sloan, those are the two that come to mind, and even Stanford to some extent. They offer all their courses. You can actually access their courses. It's not their current courses, but they a semester or a year behind. But it's the same topic, and you can access those courses for free. If you need to increase your knowledge, I will just recommend that you just go after one of those top schools and utilize that.
That's great. Any particular courses or areas come to mind?
Yes, on the Stanford Ignite course is a barely three months course. You need to be present for that. Highly recommend that. And there's a Veterans Ignite course that starts in every summer. By far, out of the three schools that I attended, Stanford is the one that, to me, it resonates a lot more, and actually I like it a lot more. The second one, the Sloan from MIT, is all online. That one is extremely it's easy to reach, and it's easy to understand. System dynamics in that specific school is the one that I would recommend.
Great. And then, moving on towards SkillMill, how did you go about starting SkillMill?
So SkillMill is a passion of mine. I started about 10 years ago, a little less than 10 years ago, when I was a department head of a submarine. I noticed a lot of my sailors were coming to me and just asking, sir, can you help me write the resume? Can you review the resume in order to translate their skill sets and find the adequate job? These are mostly sailors that were either getting out soon or actually sailors that wanted a second job to be able to help their families, surviving in high expensive areas of the country. 10 years later, I finished my command tour, and the same thing is still there. I've helped hundreds of sailors and other service members either review the resume, write the resumes, and it's just aggravating how in this day of technology, there's nothing out there that a sailor can simply just put in their code, their NEC for navies or MOSs, whatever it is, and the computer automatically should translate everything based on what the specific person has done, not just some generic database in the background that says, well, if you're this, you should have done this, or matches you to the completely wrong job. So that's one of the passions. So being at Stanford and being Stanford Ignite and also in the Silicon Valley allowed me to find the right technology to make this thing happen. And when I saw it at SRI International, I pursued a commercial license from them. And I said, there's no reason why this cannot be done. And I'm in the middle of the process right now, finalizing some of the initial fundings through some angel groups in Silicon Valley to make SkillMill a reality.
That's great. And what would you want people to know about SkillMill, how they might interact with it, how they might benefit from it?
SkillMill is founded by veterans, founded by people who know what the problem is. And also the way I'm structuring the way SkillMill has been built is built by, I'm reaching out to veterans for them to tell me what their pain is and for us to fix the problem. It's not created by any person who's not inside the pain of veterans finding a job. I would say join us because this is a solution for all of us. Yes, it's a for-profit organization in order to get the outside help that we need to make a successful solution to a long-term problem that we've been having in the military. And SkillMill is looking to become your running transcript from when you come into the military all the way when you get out. I.e., if you get a new certification while in the military, all you have to do is just keep your profile active, and people will be looking at your profile, and it will not be a crisis at the end when you transition outside the military to commercial to find a job.
That's great. And is there an ideal candidate that you look for, or how would someone know if this is right for them?
So there's no ideal candidate. SkillMill is actually meant to be targeted to 80% of the veterans that go untouched. And you and I, as officer and in the military, we tend to be able to overcome some of the hurdles that we face, and based on our training and education, it's easier, for lack of a better term, to us to find an adequate job. However, the 80% of the veterans out there, the enlisted, young enlisted guys who get out after the initial tour, there's no really easy solution or a place that can help them. So SkillMill is targeted, is meant to solve that problem. So the ideal candidate is every veteran. Every veteran should be able to come into SkillMill. And my goal is to have enough companies in SkillMill that will look for those veterans. And the other thing, the long-term vision for SkillMill is to veteran helping each other out. So if a veteran and a senior retired veteran needs help, a project or anything like that, there's a veteran out there who can do a project. So part-time, full-time, and project-based solutions.
That's great. And just diving into the process, so let's say someone comes to SkillMill, they create their profile. I'm assuming it kind of asks questions about their background. What's the basic process like, and what sort of results might they see from participating?
So if you come to SkillMill.com right now, you can see that there's no place for you to input your MOS or NEC or your designator. And the reason for that is that's a landing page to tell the world that we are coming. Surely what SkillMill does is a veteran will come in, will input their NEC or MOS, and will be able to ingest or input their PDF version of so many sites that we have for veteran certification and training files. SkillMill in the background will take all that data, will analyze it against the core database that we have, which comes from ONET and other places like Navy Cool and Marine Cool, and will create a profile. That profile, that SkillMill profile, looks very much like other sites like LinkedIn and all that, but it will actually be formatted in a way depending on the company, what the companies are looking for. So if Amazon is looking for IT, the way that the high-level matching happens in the background is Amazon Recruiter will actually get the top three, top five, whatever he chooses, he or she chooses, on the best matches. And if a person doesn't match, it will tell the recruiter why it doesn't match, what else does that veteran needs to make a match. On the flip side, on the veteran side, at one point, he or she is going to be able to look for jobs that best match their skill, their profile set, skill set, compared to other veterans.
That's great. I mean, it seems like one of the biggest pain points people talk about is not knowing how to translate what they did in the military to the civilian world, and not knowing what sorts of jobs they're qualified for. And it sounds like you're approaching that problem in a really unique way of acting as that bridge between the active duty community and the civilian world, and helping veterans better explain their story and helping the employer better understand who would be the right fit for them.
Absolutely. And also on the employer side, it will provide some key tools on traceability and be able to help the veterans. Because I'll tell you that the employers, me reaching out to employers do want to help the veterans. It's just finding the right veteran to help.
That's great. And, I'm wondering, as an entrepreneur, just to like give listeners a sense of what that aspect of life is like, how would you explain your day-to-day or maybe week-to-week role as an entrepreneur in this part of your life?
A lot of lack of sleep. You have to be passionate about what you're doing. If you start a company or you have a dream to starting a company, if you don't have a thick skin, that people are going to question the purpose, the goal, and whether it will make money or not, then I think you're in the wrong line of work. You have to be passionate about what you're doing, but passionate in a safe way that you have to take feedback and be able to, as we say, be able to vector or pivot the company or your dream based on, one, your revenue model, and also a better idea or a better way of doing what you want to do. And there's just a lot of long hours, especially if you want to do it as a moonlighting while still on active duty.
Yeah, that's the thick skin. I definitely that resounds with me is when you're bringing something new to life, when you're the first to be doing something, there is, so many people that question that or doubt that or criticize that. And I agree about that thick-skinnedness. And I have to say, I am just very, very impressed with, on the one hand, everything you've accomplished in the military, and then that hunger that's caused you to take on additional projects that I'm imagining they bring you not only more joy in your life right now, but also are preparing you for the life after the military. And it's just impressive to see you being able to juggle those so well.
Thank you, Justin. I appreciate it. So my wife will tell you that my brain just doesn't stop. I'm always doing something. So I learned a long time ago that, you know, you as me, submarine officers don't sleep a lot. So that lifestyle accustomed me to say I have to do something when I'm awake, and I'm either reading or searching something new or try to find a way of making things better.
Yeah.
That's why I love the SRI vision. SRI's vision is kind of like, you know, a lot of people don't know what SRI International does, and their mission is truly to make people's life healthier, better, and more productive. And I think that's part of, you know, the purpose of Skill Mill, to make the veteran's life easier and better and more fruitful for those people. And I'm a big believer in paying things forward. So, you know, God gave me a lot of things in life, obviously coming from Cuba to here. And every way that I can do to help people, I will do it. I will go out of my way to do so.
Yeah, no, I mean, that definitely comes through, and I respect that, and I think it's such a great thing that you're doing. And I'm curious, you know, between your work with Skill Mill and all of the different people in the military you've overseen in your career, I'm wondering, like, what are some of the common misconceptions you've seen about civilian life, or what are common things that you common mistakes that you see military people make in that transition?
I think military people assume that when they get out of the military, their skills and their abilities are going to put them in a job that is paying them more than what they were making. I think that's a misconception. I think once they get out, they have to realize they have to prove themselves again. And that proving themselves again could take anywhere between 1 month, and could take anywhere between 4 jobs. But you have to be willing to realize that you're just starting fresh. And that's one of the other benefits of Skill Mill, is to help make that transition and minimize the jumping from one company to the other. That's one of the biggest misconceptions. I think it's a very low percentage of veterans that get out, either retire or get out, that actually start making more money than what they were making in the military. That is not justifying military pay. That's a completely different topic, but I'm just based on what I've seen.
Yeah, you know, it's one interview that sticks out that I did a couple weeks ago was with this guy, Jimmy Sopko, who works now at Pinterest. And, you know, Pinterest is one of the tech giants in the Bay Area. And he echoed a lot of what you just said. And what I loved about his story is when he got out of the military, he started at Pinterest in like a customer support role. So going from, you know, a 27-year-old, I'm guessing, lieutenant in command of a surface warfare ship, and then being alongside a lot of kids straight out of college. And, you know, he echoed what you said, and just like that attitude of rolling up your sleeves, taking the pay cut, putting your ego on the side, and just getting that experience. And he very quickly worked his way up from there. But it, you know, he talked about overcoming that ego component as well. And I, you know, from my time in the military, it did seem like a lot at the time I thought, like, oh yeah, I'm going to get out and just get, you know, start making money right away. And I think you hit the nail on the head of just realizing you're still going to have to pay your dues and overcome a lot of learning to get to where people want to be.
Absolutely. And nowadays, especially if you go into the Silicon Valley or high tech industry, there is a lot of extremely well-prepared young men and women in the, you know, mid to late 20s that are extremely smart. And that's, if a veteran is trying to go into that sector, you have to go in with eyes wide open that, hey, I'm not going to be, I have to prove myself, and I want to learn from them. I don't want to go in there with an ego.
Yeah, that aspect of humility. And I you know, I think that it's not, none of this is said to overlook all of the incredible assets that someone in the military has. I view it almost more like a portfolio, where coming out of the military, they have tenacity and mental toughness and oftentimes leadership and management and operations and a tremendous depth of experience there. It's just that the humility to understand, like you already pointed out, the other areas that are lacking and that they need to spend time developing and building out that portfolio, that after 6 months or 6 years, they'll be that more well-rounded individual that could hold a higher position within an organization.
Absolutely.
And I'm wondering, with the, you know, again, based on the people that you've overseen or in your work at SkillMill, any other advice you would give to someone considering this transition to civilian life?
Seek out somebody who can help you, mentor you, and also coach you through some of this time frame. Find not only your, and seek out somebody outside the, your comfort zone. Don't be afraid to ask somebody who either has done it, but outside your community, to find out what their lessons learned are. Like your example, this stuff that you're doing right now is fantastic. Read places like what you're doing with interviews and listen to this and analyze and actually execute a plan based on what you listen to.
Yeah, I wholeheartedly agree. It's been one of the trends in these conversations is, you know, I like that counseling of finding a mentor, finding advisors, not reinventing the wheel, but learning from people who have gone ahead. Not to say that you have to follow in those footsteps, but at least saying, like, leverage that experience, borrow the mistakes of others. And I think that's something that probably you and I relate to as entrepreneurs is learning from others who have gone before us. But it applies to every industry and every functional role of finding those role models and examples and extracting as much value from their mistakes and from their lessons learned as possible so that you don't have to repeat those mistakes.
Absolutely. I mean, that's extremely important. And that's part of the, you know, SkillMill at the end. It's not going to be, I hate to say that it's going to be a social type of media place, but it will have a network of people that you can lean on. It'll also have a service of training coaches and mentoring people that will allow that veteran to make a transition for that first year into a new company by not only, you know, talking and conversing and communicating, but also talking to the companies and get the feedback from the company how well that person is adapting. So you have to be able to listen to the feedback, like you and I said, and adapt and take action on those feedbacks.
That's great. You know, one thing that just occurred to me is about leadership, and I wanted to ask you your thoughts on how leadership differs when managing outside of the military versus inside of the military, and where you think there's commonality, but more importantly, where you think that they differ.
So this comes into proving yourself, because some of the leadership qualities that you are required to be part of outside the military is you're going to be leading people in areas that you're not comfortable with. So this was goes back and then listen to the feedback of the folks that you're leading, learn from that, and also spend some extra time and teaching yourself by either formal teaching, going to a school, or just self-taught reading stuff about that topic in order to show that you care about what you're they're doing for you, and it cares about what the organization is doing.
So I'm curious, you know, I know we've covered a lot so far, but I'm wondering if there's any other resources you would point active duty personnel to, or just general advice you would give them when thinking about their transition.
I would say that read something every morning. Just pick a topic on what you want to do in the next 3 years. Start learning about it and reading about it, and look for places like this one that have a reading, a reading library or recommended books or articles. Read them and see if really that is what you want to do in your future.
This is great. Well, Noel, I really appreciate your time on this. I know between the military, between SkillMill and everything else in life, you're burning the candle at both ends. But I appreciate you taking the time to speak with me. I'll add links to all the different sites you talked about and especially SkillMill in the show notes for this. But I appreciate your taking the time to connect with me.
Thank you very much. And let me know if I can be of any more help or anything. Or if a veteran wants to connect, I would love to talk to them.
Awesome. Thanks so much, Noel.
Surface.
All right, before we wrap up, a couple quick announcements. So as always, you can find additional interviews and resources at beyondtheuniform.io. I encourage you to browse through the people I've had on so far, or if there's a particular background you're looking for that I haven't interviewed yet, drop me a line at the website and would love to build out as diverse a portfolio as possible to help you in that transition and how you're thinking about your career. Second, I wanted to give another shout out to servicetoschool.org. Service to School is a free resource for all veterans to help you get into the ideal academic institution for you, be that college, med school, business school, law school, whatever it is, they're going to pair you up with another veteran with a similar background who's going to guide you through the process of resumes, interviews, applications, a whole host of things. 100% free. There's not a veteran I wouldn't encourage to go seek them out. Lastly, if there are people that you know of who would benefit from this podcast, would appreciate your sending it their way or letting me know other channels to promote this. Want to make sure that as many veterans as possible have access to this. Thanks so much and have a great week.